Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Shkolim 9, Avoiding Suspicion. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Rav Yonos, and we find in the Torah and the prophets and in the writings that a person must satisfy the scrutiny of human beings just as he must satisfy the scrutiny of Hashem himself. We know this from the Torah, from the prophets and the Kesuvim. It's written in the Torah, you shall be innocent in the eyes of Hashem and of Israel. We know this from the prophets. It says, Almighty Hashem, God, He knows and Israel shall know. We know this from the writings, from Kesuvim. It says, and find favor and good understanding in the eyes of God and man. Gamliel Zug inquired of Rav Yossi, the son of Rav Bun, which of these verses is the clearest of them all? Rav Yossi replied to him, and you shall be innocent in the eyes of Hashem and of Israel. Brings to mind the idea that we should be as much as possible, we should take care as much as possible to be above suspicion to those around us. We should be above being scrutinized by those around us. If we whitewash ourselves and we make our lives crystal clear, obvious to all that we're involved in Torah, we're involved in mitzvot, we're involved in chesed all the time, we involve ourselves in a state of giving and generosity 24/7, we could be above that scrutiny. We could be above being scrutinized by those around us. The Gemara talks about avoiding scrutinization, avoiding scrutiny, making yourself living an honest life, a life full of doing Hashem's will, following the Torah, following doing mitzvot chesed, and avodat Hashem, learning Torah as much as you can. So just as the Gemara talks about the scrutiny, talks about being above scrutinization, so too in our own lives we should try to do so as much as possible with how we talk, how we behave, how we interact with others, and how we do for others in all aspects of our life every single day. Join us next time as we talk Shkolim 10 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.